Reverential attentiveness. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew 26, chapter 41st verse. I will pray with the understanding also. Watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4th chapter 7th verse. I will pray with understanding also. This Corinthians, first to Corinthians 14 chapter 15th verse. Whoever prays soberly, he scorches the demons, but whoever prays distractedly, he is the object of their mockery. Saint Ephraim, Syrian. Let us love reverence. Let others deride us. Let them deal us blows. We will not abandon it, for this is the treasure filled with good things. It inclines the Lord to look upon him who has acquired it, as it is written, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66, chapter 2nd verse. And blessed is he who will disdain all things for the sake of the reverence. How does one achieve undistractedness? By becoming convinced beyond a doubt that God is before one's very eyes. If one sees his employer before him, or his guide, and converses with him, he does not remove his gaze from him. Then, to an even greater degree, the one who prays to God with the above conviction will keep his mind from wandering from the one who tries the hearts and inward parts, fulfilling the scripture, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Timothy, 2nd chapter, 8th verse, St. Basil the Great. Can one achieve undistractedness in all things and at all times? And how is this achieved? The fact that this is possible was shown by the one who said, My eyes are ever towards the Lord, Psalm 25th, 15th verse, and I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved, Psalm 16, verse 8. And how is the above mentioned possible? Namely, towards this end, one must not permit one's soul time to be idle from contemplation of God, as well as God's works and gifts, as well as from confession and thanksgiving for all things. Primarily, we must by all means restrain thoughts, having established a sober-minded supervision of the minds, so as not to permit the soul to resort to unbridled strivings, being lured by the flesh. Just as bodily sight is in the eye, likewise the eye of the soul is innately in the mind. Just as the humans are not able to chase through the air after feathery birds, or fly as they do, because this is not inherent to our nature, thus it is impossible for us to conquer those corporal demonic thoughts, or intensely focus the eye of our mind on God without sober-minded, unceasing prayer. If you do not have this within you, then you are merely underground and only hunting for earthly things. While a person lives, he has need of sober-mindedness, carefulness, and vigilance in order to protect his treasure. do not only labor until such time that you see fruit, but one must persevere until one's very exodus, for it is often that suddenly ripened fruit is damaged by hail, St. Isaac the Syrian. During the time when your mind is distracted, rather than praying, occupy yourself with reading. But not every written thing is beneficial. If possible, read before standing to pray, for reading is the source of pure prayer. Constant vigilance together with reading, followed by frequent prostrations, will swiftly grant the zealous spiritual progress, sweetness of the heart. The soul of prayer is attentiveness, just as the body without a soul is dead. So prayer without attentiveness is dead. A prayer offered up with inattentiveness becomes empty words, and one who prays thus is included among those who take the name of the Lord in vain. Proverbs 30, chapter 9, verse, Bishop Ignatius. Pronounce the words of prayer unhurriedly. Do not permit your mind to wander about, but enclose it within the words of the prayer. This path is narrow and sorrowful for the mind, which is used to traveling freely through the universe. But this path leads to attentiveness. Whosoever will taste of the great goodness of attentiveness, he will grow to love restraining the mind along the path which leads to blessed attentiveness. Endeavor to make your mind deaf and dumb during prayer, and you will have the opportunity to pray as one should, St. Nevus of Sinai. Our entire warfare, known unceasingly by us and the impure demons, does not occur for any other reason than spiritual prayer, for it is very antagonistic and unbearable for them. But for us it is salvific and propitious. If you truly wish to cover sores with shame, undertake due silence and effortless soberness of heart, and then will the Jesus prayer adhere to your breathing, and within a few days you will see this in action. Just as one does not write letters in the air, but must draw or inscribe them on a solid surface, so that they may be preserved for a long time. Likewise, with our strenuous efforts at sober-mindedness, we must also combine the Jesus' prayer, so that the marvelous virtue of sober-mindedness together with Him should be our inner goal, and through Him it should be preserved inextricably within us and to the ages. Attentiveness is ceaseless, silent of the heart, free of any thoughts, in which the Christ Jesus, the Son of God and God, and by Him alone, it always uninterruptedly and ceaselessly breathes, calling upon Him, and with Him bravely arms itself against the enemies, and to Him who has the power to remit sins, it confesses its transgressions. Such a soul often in a hidden manner will embrace, through the invocation of Christ, the only one who tries the hearts, but will by all means attempt to hide its sweetness and inner spiritual labor from people, so that the cunning enemy would not somehow reticently enchant the potential of sin, within it and destroy its wondrous works. The mind in and of itself cannot conquer the demonic imagination, and may it never dare to endeavor this, for our enemies are cunning, and pretending to have been vanquished, they will often step back, and then through vainglory they cut down the warrior. But they will not stand a minute when you call on the name of Jesus, and they will not be able to endure setting snares for you. If you always continue in your heart with humility, contemplation, remembrance of death, self-reproach, contradicting thoughts, and calling on Jesus Christ, and with these weapons you daily thread the mind's path sober-mindedly, the path of straightness, yet joyous and sweet, then you will enter into holy vision of the saints, and you will be enlightened by seeing profound mysteries from Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Galatians 2nd chapter 3rd verse. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In this manner, as I have said, sober-mindedness and the Jesus prayer are mutually integral parts of each other. Extreme attentiveness belongs within the realm of unceasing prayer, while prayer belongs within the realm of extreme soberness and attentiveness of mind.